You know, a lot of people ask me, say, Greg, how come you always talk about the South? Well, I was born and raised down South. I can talk about it if I want to. Matter of fact, I was born so far South, had my mother taken one step back, I'd have been a Mexican. Not that far. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, but we had our problems there. And then we'll forget, 1951, they integrated the swimming pools, and all our parents made us get out there, whether you could swim or not. Just go. Get with them. Go. Told my people, damn it, you want to be with them people? You go. Get me out there in all that water. And I know they don't like me anyway. And I can't swim. But they were nice to us. When I found out what happened, you didn't need to know how to swim. They were real nice to us. They knew they had to integrate. They had a new lifeguard for us. He was blind. It was a glorious day. We all walk out to that integrated swimming pool, diving board, 50 feet in the air. We got up on that diving board. They blew the whistle. We jumped, and they drained the pool. I'm really going to have to kind of cut my show short because I have to leave here this morning and go down to North Carolina and sit in the restaurants. I have a kid brother been sitting in the restaurants for 6 months, and like he's so damn sure he's not going to get waited on, he don't even take no money with him. Wouldn't it be funny if they served him and they broke? I sat in one of them restaurants, 11 months waiting on the integrator. The integrator didn't have what I wanted. I went home down south all the way to Mississippi about 6 months ago to visit my brother. And the night before I got there, I didn't see him. I missed him forever. See, he was driving one of them pickup trucks and run through a red light and ran into a Ku Klux Klan parade. He'd have been 27 tomorrow. So I went down, you know, and heard the bad news, and I started drinking, you know. And like whenever I get drunk, I think I'm Polish. And I got a little hungry, so I walked in a restaurant, which was the wrong restaurant in Mississippi, which was wrong for me to do. Because they'll make you think World War II was a lawn party. But I walked in anyway, because I like lawn parties. Especially when I think I'm Polish. I walked in and thought I was defending them. I sit down, a blonde waitress walked over to me. I said, I'd like 2 cheeseburgers. She said, we don't serve colored people down here. I said, I don't eat colored people nowhere. Hey. And about that time when 3 brothers walked in, if you ever been to Mississippi, you know the 3 brothers I'm talking about. Ku Klux Klan. Big one walked up and kicked my chair. He said, boy, you know damn well you can't eat in here. I said, just for that, bring me a whole fried chicken. He said, boy, you can't eat that chicken in here, and whatever you do to that chicken in here, we going to do to you. I said, for $1.25? I'm with integration, but don't rush it. 20 minutes later, the waitress brought the chicken out and put it down in front of me. I was putting salt and pepper on it. He walked back up again and said, boy, by golly, we already told you. Whatever you do to that chicken down here, we going to do to you. I was feeling so good, I looked at him and told him, y'all line up, and I kissed it. But it's a wonderful world. I have to keep living and learn how to rationalize and try to make the bad things a little bit pleasant. That's why this racial problem don't bug me as much as it should. Because I've learned how to rationalize simply because I believe one day it's going to be over. And I don't want my mind to be messed up when it's over, you know. Yeah, see, you can be so bugged up here from sitting in the back of the bus, they tell you you can ride up in the front, and that'll kill you. But there are a lot of good advantages riding in the back of a bus. Next time you get on the bus, you notice where that emergency door is located. I had a cat in here the other night after the show was over. He walked up and said, Greg, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I sure enjoy your act. You ought to bring your act to Mobile. I I need to take my act to Mobile like Custer needed more Indians. I don't even work the southern part of this nightclub. Would you believe it's 1961, I have a kid brother going to the University of Notre Dame and my whole family's Baptist. Everybody have to say, Greg, how come your brother's going to a Catholic school and your whole family's Baptist? Simple. Couldn't get in SMU or Baylor. That's not the reason. When he was a little kid, we put him in every school we could think of, and he flunked out. Private school, Methodist school, public. He flunked out every school back home but one, which was a very exclusive school, because you had to be, like, sent there by someone, like a judge. They held him for a while and let him out and told my parents you had to put this young man in some type of school, we'd have him back here. We tried every school back home but a Catholic school, so we gave it a try. And would you believe it? He made straight A's through Catholic grade school, straight A's through Catholic high school. Now he's down at the University of Notre Dame making straight A's. He was in town a couple of months ago, and I asked him, I said, Ron, what gives? When you were a kid, we put you in every school we could think of, and you flunked out. The minute we put you in a Catholic school, you make straight A's. How? He said, I don't know. When I walked in that first morning and saw that man nailed to the cross, I knew they meant business.